Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
In today's episode, our colleague Sky interviews Fevronina, an emerging technology fellow, about her involvement with a fellowship program. Enjoy.
I'm Sky, and I am one of the members of the educational technology team here at LITS. And today I'm excited because we're talking with one of our emerging technology fellows. Can I invite you to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Sky. So I'm Fevronina. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a junior at Mount Holyoke. I'm studying computer science as my major and a music minor. Is there anything that you'd like to know more about me, Sky?
Sure. Can you just say how long you've been involved with the Emerging Technology Fellow Program, and then we'll get into what that looks like?
Yeah, so I've been with the Emerging Technology Program since last spring. So this is my second semester here with Stephanie and the team, and it's been a great environment so far. I started last semester. My colleagues last semester were actually friends from my CS classes, so that was really fun.
Great. Okay, so let's dig into what emerging technology means. Can you please talk a little bit about what an emerging technology fellow does and what are your main responsibilities?
For sure. So an emerging technology fellow is working with emerging tech, as the name suggests. So we're working with VR headsets, the Oculus Quest 2 is what we're currently working with. And we're working currently with the Unity game engine. So we're taking in photos and videos of campus, integrating that with the game engine Unity, and then creating audio and visuals just to create these visual landscapes that students can immerse themselves in to get closer to campus and community through a new technology that they might not have used before.
So I know that each of you and your colleagues, the other fellows, have your own kind of unique spin on a unique project that you're working on. Can you talk a little bit about what your project has entailed? Maybe like an overview, also what inspired your focus and what your current status is, what you're working on now?
Absolutely. So when I was interviewing for this position, I was telling Stephanie and Lindsay, supervisors of the EdTech team, what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do was a scavenger hunt through LITS, which is the big library with 7 floors. It's quite big. And I thought it was just cool to go through it and wander about as a first year. And so I wanted to kind of recreate that experience for anybody who just wanted to put on a headset and just wander aimlessly through the library, but they didn't actually have to stand up and do that. I'm doing that. I took a bunch of 360 photos of the library, not the whole library, because it is quite a lot of ground to cover, but I'm doing about 3 floors, or 4 floors, sorry, the second, the basement, second, third, and fourth. And so I'm taking photos. I took photos, and then I have a little premise. So a student would walk into the atrium, see that the Perk cafe is closed. Oh no. And the key is lost. So that is what the student who is wearing the headset has to go find. They have to go find a key in the library somewhere, and they're following clues around to different rooms to find that key. And so I am currently on the stitching scenes together part and putting photos where they should be, making sure the scenes look right. Not quite to the finish line yet, but we're working there.
That sounds really neat, actually. So you've mentioned that you're still in progress here. And so I'm going to sneak in this bonus question of like, when you reach a final version of this, or at least a draft, what's your hope for getting folks to check it out? What are you hoping that could look like?
Yeah, so part of our roles as emerging technology fellows is to host campus events to garner student interest in technology and to have like just communal spots for students to gather. And so we do a couple of those a semester. There is going to be one in May that I will be showcasing my project at. I've had colleagues showcase their project in previous semesters. So yeah, once it gets polished, once the like audio has been added, clues have been added, and it's been rigorously tested, fingers crossed, it will be displayed at that May showcase.
That sounds exciting, and you'll have to keep the rest of us posted so that we can support that as much as we can.
I will be making you test it.
I really? Okay, cool. Let's look at, third question, because although we'd love to keep all of you in the program forever, eventually you'll graduate and move on. So if someone in the future is listening to this and they're thinking, I'm interested in, you know, applying to get involved in the Emerging Technology Fellow program, what do you think that they should know based on your experience with the application processes and what made you qualified in any way to be in there?
For sure. I think something that Stephanie and Lindsay, my supervisors, were looking for is really just like the willingness to learn and the willingness to engage with community. And that's a huge part of being an Emerging Technology Fellow. Alongside that, I did come in with previous VR experience. Definitely not required for the role. I think it is nice to have. I've worked with Unity before in a different campus job. But yeah, just being able to articulate your experiences well, navigating new technologies, showing that you have the ability to learn and engage with other people well in a teamwork structure is, I think, super beneficial to have.
What has the teamwork aspect with the other fellows looked like for you?
Yeah, it's looked like, so there's like a mix of individual and teamwork. We all work our own hours. Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they don't. So in the past, I've worked a couple hours with one colleague and then a couple hours with another colleague. And then we each had we all had 1 hour where we were all working together just to rehash what we each are working on, because we are working on separate projects, but, you know, same technology. So we can trade little tidbits of information, help each other out. Here's a really cool tutorial I found, or can you help me with this bug? So that's been great. I am working by myself this semester because they're abroad, which is so sad for me, but wonderful for them. And I will have a finished project by the time they come back. So I am excited to show that to them.
That sounds great. Thank you for taking the time to tell us a little bit about your role and also the program as a whole. And I really appreciate you being part of our interviews.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me on, Sky. It's been fun.
Hello, Matt here with one thing you should know about LITS. News items are regularly posted to the front page of the LITS website. Check them out to stay up to date on new resources and upcoming events.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Sky, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question, and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, the first woman in the United States to earn a PhD in computer science also went on to found and run the computer science program at Clark College in Iowa. What was her name? And the answer, Sister Mary Kenneth Heller. She earned her PhD in 1965. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. In 1862, Oberlin College awarded a degree to their first African-American graduate. What was her name? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team.